This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli airstrike has killed 20 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting raged across the north. Israel's leaders are meanwhile hearing and airing divisions over who should govern Gaza after the war. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on the strike in central Gaza, a West Bank funeral, and tensions at a London rally.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nus Sayrak refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Balah and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Kamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin. Killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people have been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Dozens of people are dead following a fresh bout of heavy rain and flooding in central Afghanistan. Lauren Anthony with Reuters.
They told Reuters information on how many people were injured in the rain spell that began on Friday was not yet available, and added that some 2,000 houses were completely destroyed and many more damaged. Key roads to the area had also been cut off, and shops were underwater in the province's capital, Firozpur. This man said it also ruined goods and land. Everything, the property and cattle and sheep, it destroyed them all, he said. Last week, flash floods caused by heavy rains devastated villages in northern Afghanistan, killing at least 315 people, authorities said. Afghanistan is prone to natural disasters. The United Nations considers it one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change.
That's Reuters, Lauren Anthony, and this is VOA News. Russia has reported some 60 drones and several missiles shot down over its territory overnight, with Ukraine in turn saying it destroyed over 30 Russian drones. Russian officials said air defenses shot down 57 Ukrainian drones over its southern Krasnodar region, while 9 long-range ballistic missiles and a drone were destroyed over the Russia-occupied Crimean Peninsula. A further 3 drones were shot down over the Belgorod region. And Ukraine officials said air defense shot down all 37 Russian drones launched against the country. 3 Spanish tourists were killed, and at least one Spaniard was injured in an attack by gunmen in Afghanistan's central Bamyan province, Spain's foreign ministry said on Friday. Reuters' Ryan Chang has details.
The Taliban Interior Ministry says it made 4 arrests linked to the attack, which also left several foreign nationals and Afghans injured. It's among the most serious attacks targeting foreign citizens since foreign forces left Afghanistan and the Taliban took over the country in 2021. It's unclear why the attack happened. Mountainous Bamyan is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the remains of 2 giant Buddha statues blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban have since 2021 let a small number of tourists visit and access the Buddha statues.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the rallying cry against non-citizen migrants voting in the upcoming U.S. election, although experts say it's not a real concern.
Former President Trump earlier this year, without evidence, began to suggest Democrats are encouraging illegal immigration so they can register the newcomers to vote. There is no indication that migrants who are not citizens are voting in significant numbers. There were 41 instances found in North Carolina in 2016, 41 out of 4.8 million votes cast. So that breach is statistically insignificant. Ohio officials recently found 137 cases of non-citizens registering to vote, but their screening mechanisms flagged those applications, and the state is removing them from voter rolls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taliban officials say that flash floods from heavy seasonal rains have killed at least 68 people in Afghanistan, adding the death toll was based on preliminary reports. In the hard-hit western province of Ghor, 50 people were reported dead. The province has also suffered significant financial losses after thousands of homes and properties were damaged and hundreds of hectares of agricultural land destroyed following Friday's floods. Meanwhile, 18 people in the northern province of Faryab were killed and 2 others injured. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.